Bienvenidos, mi gente. It is your host, Dr. Catricia. So glad you're back for another episode. Listen, you know, on the Dr. Mom Sage Advice, we talk about all things motherhood, mindset, and medicine. That's right. So in this episode, we're going to be focusing on mindset. I want to talk about purpose, that big P word that sometimes gets us in a frenzy of having to understand it all and to go chase after it and to find it. What's my purpose? Why am I here? What am I doing with my life besides being a great mother and working in my career? If you feel like you've been asking yourself these questions lately, I want to help you. I want to help navigate you and just give you a few practical definitions and just simple steps to keep you focused and help you to understand that purpose, it's already inside of you, and it's not something grand and scheme that has to be built out over the course of our life. It's so much simpler than that, in my personal opinion, and in the season that I've been going through and walking through purpose, right? You're probably thinking, well, don't you already know, like, you're a whole doctor? No, I believe that purpose really is, it's just as simple as utilizing your gifts, your skills, your talents, your experiences, whether that comes from experiences from professional training or just going through life, and using that to serve others and to make a meaningful impact in their lives, right? When we think about the actual definition of purpose, the noun means it's the reason for which something is done or created. It's the reason for which something exists. That would be us, right? Like, why were we created? Well, we're going to go deep and talk about our creator, God, and why we were created. He placed all of us here on earth to serve other people, to glorify him and to be his light. And together we're all interconnected. The verb definition of purpose is to have as one's intention or objective. So we were purposed for this life. And I want to share with you how I believe how pain in our valley moments and our seasons of our life are like a catalyst to birth us into our purpose. Stay tuned. So the other day I was out on a lunch date and I was talking with the person about purpose, and I kind of felt uncomfortable describing it to them because I could just tell that we weren't really aligned in how we view purpose, which is fine, but I found myself like almost over explaining and having to give examples that weren't necessarily anything related to my personal life, just to explain like the greater meaning of purpose. Because purpose to me, like, you know, there's so many books. If you were to Google right now, what is my life's purpose? So many things are gonna pop up. There's so many self-help books that are out there. There have been articles and journals written about purpose, because it really is a question that crosses a lot of our minds multiple times throughout our life. I mean, I don't believe that as a child, other than persons asking me on multiple occasions, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? That's almost kind of a purpose question. You know, honestly, even now as a parent, I have shifted my language from what do you want to be when you grow up, when I ask my daughter that question, to more of a question of how do you want to help people when you get older, or how do you see yourself making a difference in the world? How do you want to make the world better with your gifts? I think for me and my parenting experience, that's a better way to really engage with my daughter and connect with her. And just to kind of see how her thought process evolves over time. Of course, you know, and when they're little, they're like, oh, Spider-Man, you know, I'm going to be Black Panther. And then as they get older, it's more like actual vocational professions and things that actually could like bring in income, right? But it's great to see how their mind evolves.
And for us as well, like I like to ask myself the same question, like, what am I doing in this season? What am I doing in this year? What am I doing in this month? How am I showing up to serve others? How am I making an impact? Where can I bring joy into someone else's life? Because that's all wrapped up inside of my purpose as well. So, as I said in the introduction, for me, purpose goes beyond a career title. Purpose for me goes beyond parenthood. And when I was on this date, I was explaining the same things, you know, that like, I don't believe my purpose is just in being a pediatrician. That's not to say that I will stop practicing medicine, you know, on March 15th, 19, 2025. I'm not going to do that. Like, what I'm saying is, I believe that it's just a medium, it's just a platform to be able to utilize the gifts and the skills and experiences that I have to impact others. But it's bigger than just being a pediatrician. In the same way, I view motherhood. And so for me, purpose is really about making a big impact in the lives of those that I'm surrounded by for the season that I'm in. And while you're thriving in your single life and you're starting to step into purpose and you're starting to get an enlightenment moment of aha, like this is okay, this is making sense, like everything is kind of flowing. Like, think back to where we once were before we were walking in purpose, right? People always see the glitter and the glam of your life and be like, oh, okay, well, that's easy for her. She's got it down. She's got a routine. She has a great career. She's partnered. Like, I can see why she's thriving. But no one really sees always our behind the scenes, right? Think about it. We live in a social media culture where it's easier to post highlight reels. It's more glamorous to post highlight reels with, you know, the filters and all like the non behind the scenes to get a pretty picture, pretty video moment. And when you're connected to people on social media, you almost feel like you know their lives, but we don't. Honestly, we only know a portion of what they allow us to see. And we don't get to see the process of what people go through or the pain that took them to get to the place that they were, you know. But that's what perseverance is about, you know, pressing forward and moving through that process. I'm in a place now, you guys have heard me say on other episodes, I've read this book called Believe Bigger by Marshawn Evans, and she talks about like these different stages of purpose, from understanding and discovering your talents and your gifts, or in the process of developing those, you know, whether that's you have a musical or art ability, or just you're naturally gifted at speaking, and moving from that and shifting into now. Like utilizing those things in the form of your profession or in the form of consulting or coaching or whatever it may be, and serving and volunteering. But there's this gap period, right? From where you go from understanding those gifts and redefining those gifts, it's improving in those skills to actually making an impact. That now helps you to reinvent yourself and continue to grow. There's this gap period of this discovery and actually implementing it. And I describe myself as sometimes feeling like I am in this gap period. It's like you know you're outgrowing your old self, right? Let's go back to our butterfly story. I love telling that story, but you haven't quite fully emerged into the butterfly yet. That's a process. And it's actually a very beautiful process. You know, when a caterpillar is born, it already has every single DNA and every cell of its body that it needs to become a butterfly. It doesn't go around throughout life munching on all these leaves, the hungry caterpillar, and thinking, oh, okay, maybe one day I'll turn into someone new, like a whole butterfly. How do I do that? It just existed. It was just intentional about what it needed to do, which was focusing on thriving, and it thrived off eating, right? And then there comes this period where it gets into its chrysalis. And from the inside out, even outside looking in, it's just like, what's going on? Nothing, right? Like, all this dark stuff on the inside. It's just this period of just stillness, a period of where we feel like we're stuck. I'm going somewhere, you guys, stay with me. And it's like, what's happening, right? And as you start to see just a little bit of that first wing start to emerge, you're like, oh, that's pretty dope. Like, there was actually something going on, right? There actually is a reason for the pain that I'm going through. There actually is a reason for this process that I'm moving through, right? Like, all of this is not in vain. Whatever it is, whether I inflicted the pain upon myself or it was just a circumstance that happened, I know that God is going to use it for the greater good of my life, for me to grow up, to develop in my character, and for me to utilize that as a part of my story to share to others, to illuminate a light for their path as they're going through along a similar journey. That to me is purpose, right? God using our pain moments, God using the lowest parts of our lives, even the high moments, and putting it all together so that we can move through life as a compass to others who still may be stuck or still may have not found the light in their life, right? And as that butterfly is emerging, he or she, I don't know the species of a caterpillar as far as their, do they have binary assignments? I don't know. So that caterpillar is still emerging from the chrysalis and you can see it. And that's like kind of where I'm at. I'm like, I can feel myself becoming a new woman and I'm excited for it. But I'm also like, wait, like I'm not fully, like, where's my other wing? Can I fly now? And God's like, I got this, right? I was reading a devotional and I'm going to share a few things that she said. It's a devotional on the YouVersion Bible app for single women. And she quoted a quote from a great book that I realized I haven't read in like over 15 years, you guys. That's called, it's the book by Rick Warren, called Purpose Driven Life. It's a very popular book. And I went to go look for it on Amazon last night and realized they have even a newer edition. They've changed the cover. So I think I'm going to purchase it and go through it again. But the Purpose Driven Life author, Rick Warren, says, you cannot fulfill God's purpose for your life while focusing on your own plans. And that was like, woo, like stab me in the heart, right? Because I'm like, it just immediately reminded me of a scripture in Proverbs. I think it's chapter 19, verse 21, where it talks to you about many are the plans in man's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that will prevail. Like, God doesn't say you don't have a plan. He tells us, right? Make the vision plain, you know? Like, he wants us to have goals. He wants us to dream big. He wants us to write the vision out. But that's just to get us going. It's like almost like, gotcha. Like, he just needs you to take the steps forward. He needs you to move beyond your comfort zone. He needs you to do it afraid. He doesn't give us a spirit of fear, remember? Like, we need to give that back to God and pray that back to God and say, God, you didn't give me this spirit. This does not belong to me. I denounce this. Like, God, I want your power. I need your strength to get through this moment in my life, in this season of life, so that I can continue to walk forward in my purpose, okay? So as we grow daily, like, I believe that it's just moving us closer to our purpose, you know? And what are the three things that are connected to our purpose? Well, I mentioned the first one. That's pain, for sure pain, you know? What could be pain to you, could be painful to you, could be totally different to someone else, whether that's the loss of your partner, you know, you may be a single mother because you're widowed or you're divorced, or maybe it's pain because you've lost a parent, maybe not physically, but your relationship is estranged. Maybe it's pain through co-parenting. It's pain because of financial stress and burdens. It's physical pain because you've gotten a new health diagnosis that comes with a long-term prognosis. Perhaps it's pain emotionally because you just don't know who you are anymore. You feel like you're so overwhelmed with all of the chaos that comes with parenting as a single mother. I feel and empathize with you because I too have gone through my own pain moments. I tell it in my story in episode 1 and 2 about surviving through postpartum depression as a new single mother. That was very painful to me. But I want to ask you, what's more painful? Standing still or moving forward in our purpose? Both are painful, right? But which one is going to be more rewarding? You know, I could have continued to like stay in those toxic thoughts that were spiraling and consuming my mind of like, you're not good enough, you should just die, like you are never gonna get out of this moment of feeling like you can't be a great physician and a great mom at the same time. Like your life is over. Like it's just, it's given to your child now. Like there's nothing you could do for yourself anymore. These were the craziest thoughts that I used to have in trying to balance it all when I was a brand new mom with a little child. And then I moved across country for help and didn't get it in the form that I was expecting. And that was a whole nother pain level, a pain level of like resentment versus the first pain of like rejection. So now I'm going through resentful pain and I'm like, something has to give, you know? And thankfully with great coaches and therapy, you guys, I totally believe in therapy in case you haven't noticed, and Jesus too, right? Like he can use our medical professionals to help us get over these humps and these valley seasons. And I had to get through that painful moment because I wanted to continue to walk in purpose. You know, there's the slogan that no pain means no gain, right? I believe it. You know, I started working out again recently. And of course, like you're doing it and I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like I haven't done this in a few years. But legit the next day, I'm like, why is my ankle hurting? Oh my gosh, do I have gas? Like, no, it's your abs that hurt. Like, so when we're utilizing a muscle and we're working that muscle out, we're going to stretch it, right? Like pain will stretch you. Pain will have us like move into places outside of our comfort zone that we didn't even know existed. And while we're first taking those couple steps, it's gonna feel scary. You're gonna be like, oh no, this is not what I signed up for. You told me to be obedient, God. You told me to trust you, God. You told me to have crazy faith. And here I am doing it. And now it's like, it looks like this on the other side. Like I might as well have stayed where I was. But do you grow? Do you grow like that? You know, like, yes, a seed gets buried, but eventually it's gonna sprout up, right? It's gonna sprout up when we pour into it, when we pour water, when it gets the sunlight, when the soil is tended to. And that is what our pain is doing for our soul, you know? Like our soul is going to evolve. We're going to grow up. We're going to move beyond our comfort zone. There's always going to be pain attached to your assignment and our purpose. Sometimes the things that we go through are not just for ourselves. They're for others. I have said this for years, that our testimony is not my testimony is not just for myself. It's to glorify God, number one. It's to show of his goodness. Because when you can say, hey, here I was, going through postpartum depression, like in a very dark place as a brand new single mom. But now you look at me and you be like, wow, I didn't know that was a part of your story. You know, I thought you were just this, you know, privileged doctor, like who's a single mom, and your life looks great. Again, it looks great because I post highlight reels, right? No one was seeing me when I was crying at the end of work days or crying during nursing sessions or in the middle of a rage and like wanting to throw a random toy across the room because I was sleep deprived. Like I couldn't do anything but care for my child and work and care for my child and work. I had neglected myself. Not a lot of people saw that I was so like bony, like there was like hardly any flesh, any muscle, any fat on my body. And I didn't even notice that, you know, like I had to have a friend come and say, you know, you look different. Are you okay? No one always sees like those low moments when we're going through our pain, when we're moving through purpose. But all of that we go through, again, is not just for ourselves, it's for us to build upon our story. You know, when you open up your voice and you share your story, you're not only taking back ownership of your story, it no longer has a hold over you. You know, the shame has to go, the guilt has to go, the bitterness has to go, the pain of rejection has to go, the fear has to go. And when we're sharing our story and we're sharing our truth, it liberates you. And it liberates others because someone who's listening to this is going to be like, you know what, that resonates with me. Or it may be like, that's not my story. I don't identify. I don't empathize. But it reminds them of someone else. And maybe it can help them to sympathize with that person. You just never know. And I'm not saying go around sharing your story with any and everyone, you know, or the whole life story, right? But there's a part of in forming intimacy and connecting with people, vulnerability is required, right? You know, And I just believe that when we are open and transparent to share truth moments about our story with those that God has placed in our lives, again, it doesn't just help us, but it helps them. And it also helps us to change our perspective, you know, and find ourselves in a place of gratitude more. When you can share your story and no longer let it stay deep in the depths of your heart hidden because of shame, the shame has to go. When I open my mouth and I say, I am a survivor, I am a child of God, I am worthy, I am more than enough, I am a work in progress. I may not be fully who I need to be in this moment for myself, but I'm going to show up daily. I am going to do the best that I can in this moment. Like, those affirmations, those truth talks makes that shame bubble, that shame sphere get smaller and smaller and smaller until one day, like, it really has no hold of you anymore. When we focus on the pain attached to our assignment, it takes away from our viewpoint of gratitude and our viewpoint of joy. It takes away from our focus on the things that can be produced from our pain. I want to encourage you to move forward in today, in this brand new month, in this year, and don't just focus on the pain point, but ask yourself, who am I becoming because of this? How is my future self going to thank me because I endured through this? How does this bring me closer to God? How can I become a better woman because of this? How can I be a better mother because of this moment? Because as we always say, the rain doesn't last for always, right? There's always going to be sunlight at the end of a rainstorm. It doesn't last forever. So that was the first P, talking about pain. Let's talk about process that's connected to our purpose. You know, people sometimes are not going to understand your dreams. That's a whole nother episode. Be careful who you share your dreams with. And that's okay. In fact, some people are going to hate where you're going, but they're also going to hate the process that you go through. We see success and we live in this instant gratification culture. I'll never forget when I got accepted into medical school. I was 17 years old, you guys. I vividly can remember sitting on the curb we lived in the townhome complex, of the curb of the parking lot, and I went to check the mail, and it was the thickest manila envelope with the label from University of Missouri, Kansas City. I don't even think it said School of Medicine, but it was so thick. I just knew, without, I want to praise God right now. I just knew without a shadow of doubt at my heart that that was my acceptance letter in the forms that I needed to start to fill out because I had been accepted into medical school at 17, you guys. At 17, I don't ever go around boasting and thinking I'm some Doogie Howser, but to say that out loud is like, whoa, here you are 20 years later and you have that experience, right? I had that process of sitting there and holding onto that envelope, waiting for my parents to come home so I could open it with them. And people see me now, you know, like as the physician, as the single mother, but they don't always remember or see when you're going through that, right? Like, people can look at your highlight reels and look at your success and want that instant gratification. And I remember when I got that envelope and I got accepted, my dad told me, you know, he had a heart talk with me. He said, there are going to be a lot of sacrifices you make from now until the day you graduate. And I'm gonna be your John Q. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie, but he basically was like, I'm gonna be like white on rice on your behind, and I'm gonna make sure you stay focused. And he also was talking about not getting caught up in the dating life. And now that I think about it, I don't think I had like one boyfriend all of med school. But the point is, he was like, you're gonna be focused, and we're gonna get through med school together. You're gonna be doing the studying, but I'm gonna hold you accountable to make it through this, right? There are a lot of people who want what you have and your success, but won't go through the process and endure the process, because guess what? The process is not always pretty at all. We just talked about the pain, you know, like if someone said, hey, you know, here's this brand new bundle of joy that you can have. And oh, by the way, this is what birth looks like and what labor looks like and what the other 9 months are going to look like. I mean, I'm not saying I can't say if a woman, I can't speak for a woman's uterus, but what I'm saying is, oh, pregnancy is so glamorized. I loved it when I went through it, but that birthing process, I was like, oh, okay, like, and the aftermath of having birth, like, of, you know, wearing your granny panties for a while, I was like, yeah, no one told me about this. Like, no one told me about this part of the process, whatever, but I would do it again because I love my baby. But my point is, like, a lot of people don't want to go through the process to get to the place of where you've been. We always celebrate the destiny, but we forget to embrace and celebrate the progression. And the process is just as important, because in order to reach your destiny and become all that God has called us to be, we have to go through a process. You know, our process is going to test our character. It's going to test our endurance. It's going to test our strength. And most definitely, it's going to test your faith and your trust in God. You know, do you believe he said what he said when it's 5 years later from that time you had the journal entry? Do you believe what he said is going to happen, you know, when your workplace is telling you, no, we can't offer you that? Do you believe that he's going to do what he said when you still see your child having the same behaviors over and over, or when you're still having difficulties in your co-parenting relationship? Can you still trust and believe with crazy faith that God is going to do what he said he's going to do? That's the process, right? When we're going through the process, you know, many of us will pray, God, give me patience. Help me to be more patient. Help me to be more loving. Help me to be more kind. And then we get these tests that come in front of us and these processes that come in front of us. We're like, wait, whoa. I, Catricia, thought it was more like, okay, you just hand me the card or press a button somewhere on my heart and just let me be. Like, no, it's like, I'm gonna walk you through this and show you how to get to a place of patience, and show you how to get to a place of joy, and show you how to get to a place of long suffering, right? All the fruits of the spirit. We can't just be out there picking fruits literally off a physical tree. Like, we have to go through this, right? And that's the preparation. You know, a lot of us have been passing hard tests behind closed doors over and over and over. Girl, celebrate you. Celebrate those small wins. Celebrate those big wins. That process, that preparation is preparing us for our destiny. It's preparing us for our future big self. And I'm so excited for you. I'm excited for your future. I'm excited for your now. Because when you think about it, the now we're in right now is our future. We were not here yesterday. We were not here at the beginning of 2020 when we realized that now we're in a pandemic 3 months into 2020. But here we are approaching the 2 year anniversary. Can you say anniversary? Here we are approaching the 2 year mark of such a thing. And I'm not the same woman I was. I don't know if you are, but if you are, that's okay, because I want to let you know that where you are today is preparation for where God wants to take you and where he's moving you into your destiny. Your pain is necessary for your provision. Your disappointments are necessary for your determination to keep moving forward. God has already prepared a place for you. He's already prepared a place for me. He's already prepared a place for our children. Let's be grateful for the journey that we're on, because it's the preparation in our now season that's going to be the catalyst to propel us into our future. Remember, there's going to be pain connected to our purpose. There's a process connected to our purpose, and there's preparation connected to our purpose. And your purpose and my purpose are not going to marry each other and look similar. It may, but for the most part, it won't, because that's the beauty of why there's so many of us here on earth, over 8 billion people in the world, and we're all connected to serve one another, to help one another, to love one another, and to make a meaningful difference in each other's lives. You know what I always say? I say, mommy, you're more than enough already in who you are. You deserve to thrive and not just survive through single motherhood. If you're ready to take back control of your life and move from a place of chaos and just confusion and overwhelm, and who am I? How do I parent more calmly? How do I parent more consciously? Send me a DM. Let's work together. I offer one-on-one coaching services and group coaching services, and I want to partner with you to help you get to a place to move you closer into your destiny and walking confidently in your purpose. I believe in you, and I'm believing in your big future, and know that you are so loved. You guys take care. Until the next time.